Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm excited for this deep dive. It's something a little different.
Ooh, different how?
Well, today we're going to be exploring the world of children's literature.
Sounds fun. What kind of story are we talking about?
It's all about these amazing little eco-heroes.
Eco-heroes, huh?
Yeah, these kids are on a mission to make their school more environmentally friendly.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Meet Milo, Ki, and Gia, our stars of the story. They're all about saving the planet. One eco-friendly action at a time.
Sounds like my kind of kids. So where does their adventure begin?
Well, it all starts with their school's Green Day project, led by their awesome teacher, Miss Park. It's basically a day dedicated to brainstorming ideas to make their school a greener place.
Ah, so it's like a day where everyone puts on their thinking caps and comes up with ways to be more eco-friendly.
Exactly. And our eco-heroes, they're like totally pumped for it.
I bet. Kids have such great imaginations. I'd love to hear what they came up with.
Well, Ki, she's the organized one, jumps right in with a brilliant idea. She wants to start a recycling club.
A recycling club. Love that. So practical.
Right. She figures the best way to help the planet is to teach everyone how to recycle properly. Because, you know, it's not just about tossing everything in the recycling bin, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely a right way and a wrong way to recycle. Otherwise, it can end up doing more harm than good.
Yeah, totally. Now, Gia, she's the creative one. She has a totally different approach. She wants to make superhero capes.
Superhero capes? Out of what?
Out of old t-shirts. I mean, how cool is that?
That's brilliant. Recycling and de-upcycling in one go.
Right. And imagine all the kids strutting around with their DIY capes, feeling like eco-warriors ready to save the planet.
Now that's how you make being eco-friendly fun and fashionable.
Totally. Now, we can't forget about Milo. He's the one who always wants to make things a little more competitive.
Oh, I like where this is going. So what does Milo suggest?
He wants to make it a contest, a prize for the class that recycles the most.
Clever.
Yeah.
A little friendly competition never hurt anyone, right? And it's all in the name of saving the planet.
Exactly. So they've got their ideas. They're all fired up. What do they actually do to put their plan into action?
Well, they don't waste any time. They get right to work. They start putting up signs all over the school to remind everyone to recycle.
Like what kind of signs?
Oh, you know, funny ones. Like a picture of a sad, lonely plastic bottle with the caption like, "Don't throw me away, recycle me."
Oh, that's cute and effective.
Exactly. They even helped their classmates sort their trash during lunch.
Wow, going above and beyond.
Oh, and get this. Gia, being the dramatic one, she actually pretended to be a superhero rescuing a plastic bottle that was about to be thrown in the trash.
No way. That's hilarious.
It was. And you know what? All their hard work paid off.
It did. Tell me.
The school actually reduced their waste by half in just 1 week.
Wow. That's incredible. All thanks to our little eco-heroes.
Yep. To celebrate, they had this awesome eco-hero assembly.
What a cool way to recognize their efforts and inspire others too.
Absolutely. Milo even gave this inspiring speech, encouraging everyone to keep up the great work and be eco-heroes every day, not just on Green Day.
That's a powerful message. It reminds us that even small actions, like turning off the lights when you leave a room or using a reusable water bottle, can make a difference.
Right. We can all be eco-heroes, no matter how young or old we are.
I think it's amazing how these kids took the initiative and really made a difference in their school. It shows that anyone can be an eco-hero, even if you're just starting elementary school.
Exactly. It's all about being aware of our impact on the environment and taking small steps to make a positive change.
So listeners, what do you think? Mm-hmm. Are you ready to be an eco-hero?
What's one small change you can make in your own life to be more eco-friendly?
That's something to ponder. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big.